Welcome, everybody, to another Capes and Scales mini-sode. I'm Tim.
I'm Leander.
I'm Hakeem.
You're still not Leander.
Wait, I'm not Leander. I'm Lou. Damn it.
You're so bad at this. Gah.
Yeah.
So this is more of a casual thing. You hear me drinking my coffee.
Yeah, Tim's got his coffee. Second cup of coffee.
This is like my third cup of coffee.
It's his third? Oh, my God.
What kind of coffee is it?
It's how you animate the dead right here.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah.
It takes three brews from the Keurigs to equal one of your wife's like Puerto Rican coffee.
Maybe four or five. Like that is sludge. And that will one if it didn't send you right to the bathroom, it would keep you going all day.
Yeah, it gets your motor running.
It's like motor oil.
It's basically motor oil.
It really is. Yeah, she needs to come home and make some of that.
Yeah. Well, she hasn't taught you yet.
Oh, I know how, but she does it so much better than me.
Mm.
What, she like triple brew it?
In a sock.
Yeah, the old Puerto Rican sock trick. It's not a real sock. Although I've seen, I've Googled images for a joke, and I'm like, yeah. Oh yeah, people just put a sock on a handle and do that. That's
what
pretty gross.
Fuck?
It's pretty gross.
Nice.
Sock might be clean.
Tube sock, definitely.
It's just the coffee sock.
Yeah.
You know, you don't use it for your feet. It's not like, oh, you brew a pot and then you put it
on
your
leg. Unless you're in a rush and you can't find the other sock. Coffee sock, it is. Fuck it.
It's going to be such an uncomfortable yeah. day. You got one dry sock, and one
sludgy,
sock.
Like you walk in a swamp.
With like coffee grinds in your toes. Oh, it's like you're at the beach and you never left.
Yeah. So, anyways, this mini-sode is just bullshitting, and Lou has something specific he'd like to talk about.
Oh, yeah. So, I mentioned on the regular episode, I read Console Wars. Which is a real book. It's not a comic book, which is why I needed a mini-sode. Because
sure.
It's not a comic book. Hold on, I'm going to find the author because this book is on my phone.
What? Phone book!
Yeah, so I got the Kindle app, which is free.
Free app!
And then I just have digital books instead of heavy boxes of real books.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so Console Wars by Blake Harris. So what this book is it's basically chronicles mostly from the Sega point of view, the Sega Nintendo like corporate war of the mid to late 90s.
Nice.
So it basically goes from the point of view of the guy who took over Sega right at about kind of like the turn of the decade in the early 90s. His name's Kalinske, and how he basically transforms Sega into from having like maybe 15% of the video game market share to having more than 50% by the end of the decade, and everything he did to kind of transform the Sega company so that it could like not only compete with but try to take down Nintendo, who was like the giant all throughout the mid 80s and into the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
They were like the undisputed leader. They had everything. They had tight grip over all their developers, over all their retailers, and Sega's basically like the Rebel Alliance. Yeah, at least that's how the book paints the picture. I mean, when you really break it down to it, it's like a corporate business war. But he does a good job of, putting a face to all the characters, and it was cool for me to read because, I grew up during that time. I grew up in, oh, do you have Sega or Nintendo?
Yeah.
And it's like, you just see how every ad was targeted at, you're like, I remember that ad, and they're like, oh, there was a thing behind it, you know, they're targeting this audience for this purpose, and it's like people are like, oh, Sega's the coolest. It's like that was an intentional thing. They're trying to like build up the subculture and how all their advertising worked and all the ideas that made it happen. And just having like grown up during that time, like I really remember a lot of this stuff.
Sure.
And it was pretty cool.
I fucking hate Nintendo.
So you were a Sega guy?
No, I was neither.
What?
No. I mean, like, ColecoVision. I played, like, Sonic. I fucking sucked at it. Mario. Any type of platforming game, I'm horrible at. So that was a huge turnoff for me. I played Mortal Kombat when that came out. That was pretty cool. I think my favorite thing with Nintendo, though, goes Pokemon, Mario Party, Mario Kart. Those are the only three things I like from Nintendo.
Pokemon and the party games.
Yeah, really. That's it. But I love Pokemon. Pokemon is by far one of my top three video game franchises for me.
It is a good franchise.
I love Pokemon.
There's so many people that don't like Pokemon at all that love those games.
Yeah, I can't get enough of Pokemon.
That's just a sign of the game itself.
Yeah, I mean, I never finished Pokemon. I tried.
I never really got into Zelda, sadly. Everybody yells at me for that.
What?
Yeah. Zelda and Mario. Like, people would come into my store all the time and try to talk to me about Nintendo, and I would just tell them flat out, like, I fucking hate Nintendo. And they would just get upset.
Oh, Hakeem used to work at GameStop.
Yeah.
And he would tell people that he fucking hated
Nintendo. And then the Nintendo rep would come in, and I would be like, dude, I don't know anything about Nintendo unless you have Pokemon swag. And he would give me, like, Pokemon buttons and stuff like that, and I was really excited, but I never fucking... He would come in when I wasn't there, pretty much. Him and the Sony guy. The Sony guy fucking... He knew I was an Xbox fan, and fucking all I would do is bash Sony products when he came in. Like, I would tell customers...
You sound like the worst GameStop.
Yeah, dude, I'd be like, yo, man, you gonna trade in that PS3 because it's a horrible system, right? You wanna go Xbox? And the Sony rep would be on the phone like, fuck you, man, in the background and getting pissed off about it. But yeah, man, I don't know. I'd have to go... I was a big Microsoft guy. Now I love my PS4 so much.
Interesting.
I don't think I'd ever go back to Xbox. It was just the user interface was horrible on the... did you guys play the Xbox One at all?
Not the one.
Yeah, I've played the one.
The user interface was just a pain in the ass. It was like that Windows whatever fucking panel thing, dude. I hated it. But PS4, I felt like... Within the first half an hour of me logging on that system, I felt like I knew how to do everything on the system. It was really easy to figure out. They made the controller wider, so it fit my hands better. I don't even have fucking... I have baby hands, so I don't know why that's a big deal for me, but they made the girth bigger, baby and hands. I fucking enjoyed it. Baby hands.
I need bigger girth.
Yeah. I fucking ended up loving PS4. Now I'm playing Elder Scrolls Online, and that's fucking amazing, dude. I don't know if you guys know anything about the Elder Scrolls universe.
Yeah. I mean, I've played all the...
You played Skyrim and stuff?
I played Morrowind, I played Skyrim, and what was the one in between?
Elder Scrolls, Morrowind, Oblivion.
Oblivion.
Oblivion, yeah. Oblivion was fucking awesome.
Yeah, so I spent most of the time playing Oblivion and Skyrim.
Yeah, I played Elder Scrolls for like the last 2 weeks heavily, and then prior to that I was playing a lot of Destiny.
Okay, yeah.
By Bungie.
I played really Skyrim just a little. I'm not very good at it. Because in every game, I just want to be an asshole.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to be an asshole in that game where everybody's just going to stab you for being an asshole.
Yeah, you go to try to kill like a townsperson, you get murdered.
Oh, I unlocked the craziest glitch. Yeah. I was on a quest, and I was fighting a polar bear or something. So I got the quest from the king guy, and I forget what town. I don't remember the names of anything. But I get the quest from the Jarl, or whatever they're called. And I go do the thing. I come back.
Yeah.
I'm fighting a polar bear. Town guards come up. They help me fight the bear.
Yeah.
I use one of the shouts. Knock the guards and the bear off the mountain. But, like, they're dead. They can't get back up that mountain. They're not coming back to get me. But I aggroed them, so I'm in, like, you know, criminal mode.
Yeah.
So I go back in, and, like, every time I try to tell the guy that I completed the quest, he tries to arrest me. And I was like, well, this is bullshit. I'm just going to walk it off and go do something else. So then I start anew. It was like the werewolf mission.
Yeah.
And it was where you get those two twin brothers. And they're like, all right, let's go. Let's come here. And every time I get three steps, the one guy stops, turns me around, and like gets all in my face. And I was like, and then I just cancel out of it. And then he acts normal again. And then we go back to the cave to do the thing. And then he stops me. He's like, you're a bad dude.
Was there anybody to stop that? Or just...
Yeah, I had to go back to the original place where I did the quest, pay the fine or whatever.
Yeah, there's fucking fines, man.
And then go all the way back. So, but like every NPC in the game was like aggroing me because I knocked a guard off like 25,000 miles away
while I was on
the quest.
It
was pretty funny.
Glitch that was so bad. All right, so I was playing Oblivion, and I went and I got all the expansion packs. I was super excited. I did all the extra quests. I leveled up my guy really high. And this was like the first time I was really into Oblivion as much as I got the expansion packs. And I got this cool armor. Fucking had like the Thor wings on my helmet and shit. And I did a quest and I got this guy to roll with me. And I was like, okay, cool. This is my warrior buddy. And, you know, in my mind, you know, I met him at a fucking tavern and shit. We were going to go quest. So we're questing and, you know, a couple hours go by and his sword disappears. So I'm like, okay, so he's punching things with his fucking hand. He has a shield in his other hand. Shield disappears. I'm like, all right, this is fucking weird. And I try to go equip it and I can't go into his menu to do anything. So by the 12th hour, he was a fully nude man in his boxer shorts just punching things behind me. And I went online to try to figure it out, and there was no way to fix that glitch except for uninstall all the content I just did. And I never played Oblivion again.
That happened to me. It was a scene where the first rift opens up, and you're in the church, and there's like a billion monsters, and I just couldn't beat them. But your teammate is like the captain or whatever, and he goes in there and helps you fight them. So we both go into the church, and I was like, holy shit, I'm getting my ass kicked.
Yeah.
And then, like, I leave, and I was like, okay, trying to heal up, got to heal up. You know, wait a couple hours in game, go back into the church.
Yeah.
Same thing happened. It was like, oh, now he doesn't have his weapon. Same thing. So I kept leaving, resting for a day.
Yeah.
And then going back in. And by the time I'm done, this dude had been fighting for like 9 days. He's got no clothes on.
Sweating
There's
profusely.
Still like 100 monsters in there. Damn. I came in like every day to like help and kill one dude and go back out. And he's still like going the distance.
Those games are
man.
So much fun because of the random shit that can happen.
Yeah. Just like naked dudes just like taking on a whole church full of like demons. Like. It was like that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, End of Days.
Oh, End of Days.
End of Days.
You come up way too often on this podcast. Oh, man. Did you hear Arnold did a thing at a wax museum or something?
No.
There was a wax museum, and he was dressed as the Terminator.
Yes.
And he wasn't moving kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, like, women would take their picture with him, and he'd be like, I'll say something Arnold-y. And they'd be like, what?
He seems like a cool guy.
Sure he is. Terrible politician, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, he was this bad, like, I think he cheated on his wife a whole bunch. He had, like, illegitimate kids, and, like, I don't know, he probably wasn't a good governor, but now that he's, like, done, now that he can just, like, do whatever he wants, he's just, like, whatever.
You ever see his YouTube channel where he just runs shit over with his tank?
That's amazing.
That's, like, have you guys seen that
before?
No. Oh, my goodness, dude. You on Reddit, you can pick what he destroys, and he just fucking runs over his tank, dude. Yeah, it's fucking great.
What a life, man.
Yeah, he's the shit.
Dude.
And they were talking about how, like, because I listened to Opie and Jim on Sirius Satellite, and Arnold was in there one day. No, not Arnold. I think it was Tom Arnold, maybe. Someone that fucking knew Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Could be
and he
Tom
was saying
Arnold.
He went to, like, parties with him, and he would have, like, elephants there and, like, all these fucking exotic animals and shit, and he would just hang out smoking cigars. Like,
sounds
seems like just such a fucking badass, man.
It's awesome. That's like how I want to retire. Him.
Hell yeah.
Smoking cigars with exotic animals.
Yeah. Yeah. Elephants and shit, dude. Yep.
And a tank.
And
this
a tank.
This tiger is high as shit.
Tiger is passed out. You won't poke him.
So, Tim, were you a Nintendo guy or a Sega guy?
I was a Nintendo guy.
Nice.
And nowadays, I'm just whatever has a good game. I've been playing the Wii U more. And the reason this happened is because my son got in trouble and I took it away from
Ooh,
him.
Ooh, nice.
And then I said, you're on it too much. We'll put it out on the main TV out here. You can only, you know, play when the TV's available.
Okay.
Trying to kind of limit what he does. I mean, of course he could take the controller and just go fuck off with the controller. But, so since it's been out here, and he has Shovel Knight. Shovel Knight is the greatest 8-bit game of this year. It's so good.
Shovel Knight.
It is Mario 3 mixed with Zelda, mixed with Mega Man.
Yeah.
All the classic archetypes thrown in one game.
Wow.
And I beat it. It is not an easy game.
Yeah.
I beat it, and now I'm playing through on the hard mode, and it's really making me curse an awful lot. And I feel like I'm 8 again, cursing at the screen. It was great.
Yeah.
Video game anger is like the best anger.
Oh, yeah. When I was...
It's raw rage.
Yeah.
When I was, I guess, maybe like 15 or 16, I threw Ninja Gaiden 1 out of my second story window into the street.
I have never beaten that game. I've made it the last guy and died.
I beat it on an emulator.
Okay.
Where I could save state literally every.
Right.
But this was like, I was 17, so this is like 16 years ago when emulators were first a thing.
Sure.
And I didn't have like a video game controller, so I was actually playing Nintendo games on
the
keyboard.
Oh my god, that's a terrible one for that.
But I beat Ninja Gaiden like that.
That's crazy. That's an accomplishment, even with save states
that's
and
huge.
An emulator.
Yeah, but you know what I couldn't beat
was
Abadox.
That game's hard.
That even with save state, like literally saving every like time I got past a guy, I could not get past level 3.
Hmm.
It was the hardest game I've ever played to this day.
I'm trying to think of my hardest game. Fucking any Mario, pretty much.
I
can't platform
Mario
for shit. I don't know why, man. Can't time my jumps. The worst game that I ever played was Super Mario Brothers for the Wii, because it was multiplayer Mario. And I would play it with my fiance, and she would always fucking jump when I'm trying to jump and kill me.
Yeah.
And there was just so much aggression. Because like I was saying, video game rage is just so raw. And you get so fucking furious.
We're not getting married anymore.
Oh, this was before we were engaged. I was like, bitch, you're not even getting a ring. Like, I would just get so fucking angry over this shit. You know, I'd start cursing, look at my dog differently. You know, just get really upset, man. Yeah.
I need to beat something.
I fucking traded it
and
in.
And if it's
like,
not a game?
It's going to be you. Just kidding, I would never beat my dog. But... I would just get so mad, I traded that in immediately, and then I'd stop playing my... Well, the other game that I played on my Wii was... I think it was Just Dance. and I thought that game was the fucking shit. Mm-hmm. Until I need my coffee table because I got really into a fucking dance. I think it was like Mambo Number 5 or something like that.
Oh, Lubega, take it down. Lubega, dude,
and I fucking need my coffee table, and that was done. Traded that in. And then my Wii was gone.
On my floor.
I was fucking furious, dude. So video game, and Halo, I think, is the biggest rage game for me. I just get so upset because I know I'm better than this kid at home.
Mm.
But he's fucking whooping my ass. He's probably sitting there talking to his mother while he's doing it. And I'm sitting here fucking furious because this is what I want to do, is just be the best at the game. And I'm getting dominated.
I hate Halo. I had a good run of playing Halo 4 online with my roommate when I lived with him. And, you know, we were just, like, straight-up middle-of-the-line guys. Like, never rarely first, rarely last, usually somewhere in the middle. So, like, we were okay. But that was the best when, like, you're just like, oh, man, who is this guy? He's whooping everybody up. And then he comes on the mic and he's like, some little kid.
Little bastards, man. Those little kids on video games are fucking ridiculous. Because they come home from school, they just immediately start playing, and they don't stop playing until bedtime. And they're just so good at games.
Yeah.
In Destiny, your character is called a guardian. So someone coined the term kindergarten for children. I think it's like the best fucking thing.
That's good.
The kids on video games, man, they're relentless.
Yeah. Some people are like, oh, kids are playing so much games. But
Call of Duty, man.
I remember when we would just come home from school and play GoldenEye 007 every day.
GoldenEye was awesome. See, you know, I can't hate on Nintendo that much, but I think I just hate the Nintendo, like, characters that are at the forefront there, like the Mario.
Right.
I'm not going to hate Zelda.
Because they're just pushing out more of the same.
Yeah, more of the same shit. But
in fact,
like,
they just had a terrible E3. Like, I'm pretty sure the president apologized for it. Because the only thing they revealed that no one knew about was a Star Fox game, which is still falls in that category of more of the same. But everything else is like shit they revealed 3 years ago when the system was doing really bad. Because when it launched, it didn't have any of its core titles other than like a Mario title.
Sony put out their easy win button, which was a Final Fantasy VII remake.
Yeah.
For PS4. So you know that's going to bring all the fanboys back up. So
sure.
Yeah.
That's going to be huge.
And it's been enough time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I'd play it.
But bringing back console wars and speaking about E3, they before E3, was a thing. It was called CES, which was called Consumer Electronics Show, and so that was everything. It was like computers, software, cell phones, everything like that. And the video game companies had like a corner to do all their presentations. So that was like before E3. It was like they were just in a corner of a room with the entire electronics industry. And then, like, in the early, or, like, mid to late 90s, the first E3 started, and it was like, okay, this is just for video games. And at the first one was where they announced the Sega Saturn.
Nice.
And they released the Sega Saturn, which obviously tanked and destroyed Sega as a hardware company. But, that's at the end of the book there. Spoiler alert.
Bum, bum, bum.
Spoiler alert, the Sega Saturn didn't do so well.
Dude, I took a class and County College. It was Introduction to Video Games, and I was like, oh, we're gonna make some games. And it was taught by a computer science teacher, so I assumed we were gonna make our own games. It ended up being the hardest class I've ever taken in my life because it ended up being a history class on video games.
Yeah.
The textbook was fucking awesome. It was like really cool, but the test, man, they were like 30-40 questions, no word bank, all open-ended, and it was I got a 69 in that class.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, I couldn't believe it. And the only thing that I remember from that class that I thought was really cool was Steve Jobs and Wozniak worked for Atari under Nolan Bushnell. And what happened was Nolan Bushnell wanted to come out with like a certain game because they weren't doing really well at the time, and Wozniak came up with the idea. Steve Jobs took it as his own idea and fucking ended up getting all the credit for it, and then they broke off and started Apple. That fucking bastard.
Wow.
But I thought it was pretty cool that Steve Jobs was a part of Atari originally, because video games actually, they link a lot to the nation's history. And that's what I learned from that book. Like, they were talking about how pinball machines were seen as gambling, so they melted them all down, I think it was during World War II, and used them for, like, fucking metal.
Wow.
They were different, though, back then. Weren't they? They were, like,
solid steel pinballs.
No, there was, like, other ones that were, like, tabletop things.
Yeah.
that were...
And you can get, like, the free win. And they said that was gambling, you know what I mean? Because they said it was luck. And then they had to prove that it was actually skill-based instead of luck.
Right.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty neat. But you learned a lot in that video game history class. It was so fucking hard, man.
If I was ever failing that one on any multiple choice test, I would just start doing 8-bit Space Invader characters across my whole sheet. Like, here!
And we got to play, like, ColecoVision, Fairchild, Channel F, like, all these old fucking systems I didn't even know existed. That was really awesome. But like I said, the tests were really hard. And I'm trying to think of the other thing that I thought was cool. Oh, Nolan Bushnell, the head of Atari. Dude, they were talking about how they used to have these board meetings in hot tubs and jacuzzis, and they'd have their lawyers who were females come by, and they would all fucking hit on them and be disgusting about it and shit. They'd just drop acid, all this cool stuff. But then when Nolan Bushnell ended up selling Atari, he kept one thing, and that was what he called Pizza Time Amusement, which ended up being what is now known as Chuck E. Cheese.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, right?
Interesting.
Yeah, I had no idea. Because that's where he started from. Nolan Bushnell, he was originally, he worked at amusement parks fixing, like, the arcade games and shit like that. So he came up with the whole animatronic robot pizza thing, and then fucking he kept that and then sold it for... I think the first one was an old Toys R Us in California somewhere, and he created Pizza Time Amusement and then sold it, and now it's Chuck E. Cheese.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts, dude.
That's crazy. I just blanked out. Oh, Nintendo started as a playing card company in the 1800s in Japan.
Fuck out, really?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a chapter in the history of Nintendo, and they, that's what it was. It was a store that sold playing cards in feudal Japan. Oh, I don't know if it's feudal Japan. 1800s in Japan.
Feudal Japan sounds cooler.
Feudal sounds way better.
It sounds better, but that was like the 1400s. Nintendo
playing card games.
I mean, I hope there's no one that listens to this podcast who's just a fact checker. Yeah. And he just like, these guys are all fucking wrong about everything.
I know, it's not feudal Japan.
This is a very much an entertainment-based podcast as much as a fact-based podcast. Every now and then I'll re-listen to them like, oh, that's wrong. Or like, oh, man, we fucked that up. Who cares?
You don't edit that. You just put that out there, right?
It's out there.
Put it out there.
Yeah. I rarely edit anything. Only for time will I ever edit anything. I'm sorry, Lou. I know. You're still mad at me.
I did a review of the new Terminator trailer like 6 months ago, and he edited it out.
It was the only thing I could cut. Oh,
shit. He took it out?
Yeah, he took it out.
Damn. I had to. Were you really proud of that content, too?
I think it was good, a good piece. Okay. But if he edited that out, but he doesn't edit out the dog barks from the last episode, I'm going to be mad because I'll be like, "Oh, my Terminator barks can stay." Fuck you, man.
I'm going to do the dog barks over your Terminator thing and make it its own thing.
Just sample the dog barking over the entire thing.
See, my goal was
make it a minisode.
To make his Terminator thing a minisode, and then I never did it, and then I'm like, well, it's not as relevant now. I guess I'll just...
Yeah, I guess...
I fucked up, sorry. But if you want dog barks, I'll grab it.
Last time I was on the show, it was because he wasn't there.
Correct.
This time it's because Leander's not here.
Plus, I generally want you here.
Is there... No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
What?
He doesn't want me here at all, man. We were supposed to do a Game of Thrones podcast like 2 years ago.
My time is very limited.
2 years ago, and I was like, just let me know when you got my number. Never told me.
You gotta hit his Twitter, man. _mad___dog__Tim.
XOXO.
Bark, bark.
That's the one.
Woof.
Woof, woof.
Woof,
mad dog Tim.
Woof, woof. That wasn't really his dog barking. That was Tim barking.
Yeah, that was mad dog Tim.
Mad dog Tim. And the doucher.
Well, fuck you guys. And well, I'll plug this again just in case this gets up before this actually happens. Lou, his band High Council, will be playing a show at Jack's Twin Bar.
High Council. Do this hand movement when you say
we are High Council.
Love the death metal voice.
On Thursday. Are you the singer?
No, I'm the bass player.
What do you guys sing about? Like, what are your songs about?
Let's see.
Tales of, like, fucking kick-ass quests?
Mostly.
Yeah? Fuck yeah, dude. Very,
although, not like over the top. It's not, like, over the top, like, European power metal elf stuff. But they're self-contained stories about the journey.
I found a pirate metal band, and they're fucking awesome.
Hailstorm?
Yeah! Oh, yeah. I love you for knowing that. That's great.
I'm so excited. There's a... the best cruise ever. It's called 70,000 Tons of Metal.
Yeah.
It is just a cruise ship...
Yeah.
And it's a cruise, a full week cruise or whatever, where metal bands play around the clock.
Oh, get the fuck
and
out.
And it just goes to the Bahamas yeah. or whatever, and then, like, comes back. Ass, yeah, it's insane. It's so, I want to go so bad. It's so
and
expensive.
And this is on a Saturday?
This is a Thursday night. This is a Thursday
fucking
night show.
Thursday, yeah.
July 2nd.
Is that next Thursday?
Maybe.
I hope not. We need to practice.
Maybe
it's
you
two,
shouldn't
two
go.
Weeks. 2 weeks.
What maybe maybe you shouldn't go to Jack's Twin Bar.
Birthplace of rock and roll.
So you claim.
Yeah. So they claim. I'm not claiming it.
I can't. You're promoting it.
I am promoting it.
I love the fucking band names, though.
Yeah.
Not so much the names, actually, more the font.
The font? Yeah. Yeah it's a thing.
Fucking wild. Lightning Bolt. Static.
That's it.
And then this, this reminds me of like an Evanescence type thing.
Don't say that.
No, they're not going to be happy about that.
Why? Why? What's wrong with Evanescence?
I really, when I was watching Daredevil on Netflix, I really wanted them to bring that Evanescence song back because that was the first place I ever saw it was in the original Daredevil movie.
That's where it got real big.
Yeah.
Because I think, didn't that soundtrack come out before their album actually came out?
Probably.
I think she had a killer song in the Punisher movie too. With a, with like the lead singer of some fucking band, dude.
Oh, I didn't
some
know that.
Guy.
Seether? Was it that song?
Yeah, that song. I think that was in the Punisher movie, which was the fucking best movie.
Yeah, my wife's really into Evanescence.
Evanescence was the, I thought it was, she was the shit. I thought she was just
I'm
really
very
hot.
Picky with like hard rock bands because I am more of a metal guy. So like if I'm going to listen to something that's more hard rock,
I
gotta,
listen to everything.
I don't know. Including I don't know. Pop. Do you feel that way? Do you find yourself? You're kind of all over the place too, but like,
yeah.
I identify much more metal than anything.
Yeah, I've obviously feel the same. I am in a metal band, but like as far as Evanescence, like I thought that song was good when it came out, but Evanescence isn't real. They're kind of like a watered down female fronted metal band. Like if you want to hear like awesome, you know, female metal, there's you can do way better than Evanescence. Evanescence is kind of like the pop radio version of that sort of genre.
What's another female led band?
I like
I know of one and I can't fucking remember
like,
the name of it.
Nightwish is Nightwish. One of my favorite ones.
Hailstorm.
Hailstorm.
Hailstorm's local.
How do you guys feel about Maroon 5? You guys like Maroon 5?
Nope.
No? Alright, all right, that's cool.
I'm
not gonna talk shit about them.
I worked a Maroon 5 show once. I used to do security at the Susquehanna Center, so I've seen a lot of bands that I would never pay to see.
Was the Maroon 5 show good? Be honest. You can be honest, man.
They were part of, like, a whatever most popular radio station, like, festival thing going on. So it was very young crowd. It was like
I love Maroon 5. Huge fan. Mm-hmm. Don't judge me.
I'm not judging you.
I feel
like what you like.
I feel like there's a lot
you
of judgment.
You like what you like.
Especially from this side of the table.
I don't actually... I couldn't... I wouldn't even recognize a Maroon 5 song. I don't think I've ever heard of it.
Yeah, you did.
I
she would. Will be loved.
Don't worry. I would. Don't. You're good. I got your back.
Man.
Maybe if I heard it, but like that's the thing. Being so out of the loop and so into
Do you not listen to the radio ever?
No. I haven't listened. I hated the radio. Even the stations I liked, I hated.
Yeah.
Because I would listen. I grew up listening to like, you know, the classic rock radio and the modern rock radio. But they just play the same shit over and over. Like how many times am I going to hear like... Keep them separated. Yeah. Like in my life, like I've probably heard that song 95,000 times. So by the time iPods came out, I'm like, who needs a radio, man? Who needs
it? I listen to podcasts in the car.
Yeah, podcasts.
I want to listen to podcasts in the car, but my fucking car doesn't have one of those.
I listen to it off my phone. I got the clip.
Is it loud enough in your car?
Yeah.
See, my car makes fucking... everything you hear outside of my car, I hear in my car like three times loud for some fucking reason.
You're like the Daredevil of cars. Yeah. You're like a dog bark four blocks away. I can tell because my whole car vibrated.
I feel it. Fucking Hyundai Tiburons, man. Fucking hear everything. I read a review after I bought the car, and I was like, you hear everything. And I was like, no, I don't. And then I realized once I turned my music down, fucking hear everything.
Yeah. Well, because it's like a shark, you know, they have to catch all the vibrations. Oh, yeah.
That's why you like Maroon 5 so much. It's blocking out everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Maroon 5, fucking
the buffer between you and the outdoors.
Opie and Jim show, dude. I listen to that shit all the time, man. They had X-Pac on there from wrestling.
Sure.
Wow.
And he was on there because a couple episodes prior, China came on there.
Right.
And China was like, the sex tape we made, I didn't want to come out.
I forgot about
he pretty
that.
Much raped me. And X-Pac came on like, nah, bitch. Like, that's not what I was... It's fucking crazy.
She seems kind of out of it.
Yeah, she seems out of it. Apparently, like, her and Triple H were together.
Yeah.
And then Triple H cheated on her with Stephanie.
Yep.
McMahon. I don't know. I was like, oh, dude, all this wrestling drama I didn't know about. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of rumors about that stuff.
Yeah, it's
probably more drama offset than there is on set.
Yeah, it was pretty cool to like hear all that kind of stuff on
I
there.
Listen to a lot of wrestling podcasts.
Really? Do you listen to Sam Roberts' wrestling podcast?
No, I listen to The Art of Wrestling, which is Colt Cabana. I listen to JR has a podcast. Yeah. Roddy Piper has a podcast.
Roddy Piper.
Taz has a new
podcast. Taz has one?
He has a new podcast. Yeah. His is really good. His podcast, Human Podcast Machine.
Yeah, I hear good. Sam Roberts is like one of the best wrestling podcasts out there. He's a dude from the Opie and Jim show.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he's like friends with all the wrestlers and they all go on there and shit. He was on Stone Cold's show.
Stone Cold's is actually really good.
Yeah, I heard that
one. And
was
Stone
awesome.
Cold alternates. Like he'll have one that's friendly to everybody and then he'll have an uncensored one the next episode. It's just
Stone Cold alternates. Shit.
Jericho has one.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot.
Yeah, Jericho's actually on the show a lot too. The opening at the opening gym show.
Right, because he's a metal guy as well.
Yeah.
But the Colt Cabana one's probably the best one, I think. The Taz one is very good.
Is Chris Jericho in a metal band, isn't he?
Yeah, Fozzy.
Yeah.
They're actually pretty decent.
Yeah.
They've been around a long time now.
Really. It's been, what, like 15 years now?
Yeah.
I think it was like 2000 they started.
Damn.
Around then.
Isn't Walt. Wait, is there a band named Jericho or something?
There's a band called Walls of Jericho.
Walls of Jericho, okay. Is that named after Chris Jericho's special move?
Could be. I don't know. When did they come out?
No, I think that's like a biblical reference, right? That's in the Bible.
I have no clue.
So our fact checkers out there can fact check that.
I'm sure you're right. I just don't know if it's referencing him or if it's referencing the Bible. It could be either, to be honest with you. I don't know when that band came out.
I don't know. If you know, send an email to capesandscalespodcast@gmail.com.
Correct.
And or tweet it to Big Tim Dog.
Big
underscore
Tim Dog.
Big Tim Dog.
Mad underscore dog underscore Tim.
That's the real one.
That's the real one.
That's the real one.
But you can tweet the other ones, that's fine. Somebody be like, what the fuck?
Alright, let's get out of here.
Yeah. Bye.